You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
The black man's no longer going to play the minstrel in the medium of comics and sci-fi fantasy. We keeping it real. And we going to get respect by any means necessary.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Funky Fridays on PodcastJuice.net. My name is Michael Dean. Thank God it's Friday. Come on. Yeah, we're going to groove to this a little bit. Get you something to drink, get it loose. It's the weekend. Apparently they say it's the end of the world. Yeah, right. This is what we think about that. We're gonna keep our head nodding. Uh. 30 days of podcast, and I told you, hold my ass to the fire. I ain't stopping. Nobody else doing this. It's day two. So what you wanna do? Yeah. So we're gonna sweat out this first couple seconds of the show. Get yourself worked up. So if you driving home, driving to work, or yeah, at home, listening to your tablet, your iPod, or whatever, shake it out. All right, turn it out, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Day two, 30 days of podcasting. I told y'all I was going to do this. I don't care if it's late at night. I'm going to get it done. I'm not going to keep you here too late. We got some cool things lined up for the next couple days. Let's see. So today right now is Friday, December 20th. First 2012, getting close to Christmas. Are you ready? I'm not actually. You know, I haven't even felt the Christmas spirit this year. Just hasn't even had time to like process that it's Christmas time. I'm just, you know, I don't know. I've been working so much that just haven't had time to really even notice it. And it's funny because, you know, where I work at, I will say I work at Amazon. At one of the fulfillment centers, and of course everything we're doing is related to Christmas. You know, all the orders and things that people are ordering online, you know, going through our building. So it's a very interesting time, whatnot. But anyway, what I wanted to get into today, I have this book that I bought. It's a very interesting book. It is called 101 Things I Wish I Knew When I Got Married: Simple Lessons to Make Love Last. It is by Linda and Charlie Bloom. Very interesting book. Basically, 101 things, things to grow on, things to learn. You know, if you're getting in a relationship or want to be in one, I suggest you pick up a book like this, because like anything, it takes practice. You have to have practice. You have to have some study. How are you going to learn how to do something if you don't study how to do it, right? You ain't going to just wake up and know how to treat your girl or your lady or vice versa, right? We ain't that smart. You got to learn. I mean, if you're playing a sport or you're trying to learn a skill, you ain't going to just be born to know how to do that skill, right? You got to work at it, practice, right? And so my thing is, well, if I want to be in a relationship with somebody, or I want to receive the sort of love that I want to get, well, damn it, we need to practice it. You know, I want to practice and learn some of the steps and the skills before I really get too deep into it, because, you know, how you gonna, you know, just like I said, you're in sports and okay, coaches, today's the game, go play, and you ain't never practiced. How you gonna win the game, right? How you gonna know how to duck and dive and move and all that? You get in a boxing ring, you ain't never ever put the gloves on before, but you just gonna commit to the fight. You gonna commit to fight Tyson and ain't never jumped in the ring, son. You will get knocked out, right? You might be able to run around the ring and run from his punches for a little bit, but eventually he's coming to knock your ass out. And so I'm like, you know what? Relationships, you have to study. How are you gonna get better? Same with if you could be a parent, you know, like, you're not born to just know how to raise children. Something as serious is that? You know, we don't take it serious. We just wing it, you know. So anyway, got this book, and it has a lot of good stuff just in general. But I want to read one chapter title that you can use in your life. To me, it's interesting. It says this. It says, if your job gets your best energy, your marriage will wither. Now, I'm going to change that up and say, if your job gets your best energy, your life will wither. Like, if you give all of your time and energy to your job, and I'm going to tell you, if that job is not your business or the thing that you really love to do, then where are you putting your best? When do you have time to give energy to your passions, like the things that you want to do, right? So that's what I want to talk a little bit about. When I get, I'm not going to be on this thing too long, but it's just a little bit of something for the day. It's to say, like, a lot of us have goals and dreams that we want to do. And let's be realistic. A lot of us, if not all of us, have jobs and have responsibilities and things that, you know, we do to pay the bills. But there are certain things that we do, we would do it for free. Like, you know, I want to read or whatever it is. But do I spend I want to be a writer. I want to write books and stuff. But how much energy do I put to that? Do I put so much of my energy toward going to work that by the time I come out of there and I come home, I have maybe 10% left to dedicate to the things that I want to do? So what do you think is going to happen to the things I want to do? They're going to get pushed to the side, not going to get done. I'm going to get frustrated and depressed and I didn't really get to do the things I want to do. Or you do give yourself the 10% time left to do it and you don't have any energy. You half-assed it. It's not as good as it could be because you're not focused and you don't give your best to it. So I'm saying, hey, have some balance in your life. Yes, that job is important. Yes, your responsibilities, got to do it, right? But you have a responsibility to you and to your sanity to say, you know what? I got to put in some real time for the shit I want to do or the passions and goals that I want to set for myself. Whole reason I'm doing 30 days of podcasting, because listen, I can go to my job and I love my job. God bless that I can have a job. And please, I can be in there and work 70 hours a week. Trust me, I've done that the last couple weeks. Now, I'm on a salary sort of a situation, so I'm only going to get paid for a certain amount of time. But trust me, I could be in there all day and night if I had to be. But that's not my thing. My last name is not Bezos. Right? My name is not Dean Bezos. Or Michael Bezos. It's Michael Dean. And so I can be there and build up somebody else's dreams. Or I can go in there and do 120% energy because I go hard. But I'm going to come home and do 75% toward what I need to do, right? Because I got to keep my eyes on the prize. Got to stay focused. So that's why 30 days of podcast. I'm telling you, you need to find whatever it is that you want to do and do it for 30 days straight. All right, enough jibber jabbering. Let's get into some music. It's Funky Fridays, so we're going to get into some more music. So check this one out right here. We'll be right back.
so turn this pain.
Turn my mic up.
Walking in the dark, seeing lovers do their thing.
Y'all wanna sing tonight, y'all?
Sing the song for me, baby.
Say what the?
D'Angelo, Feels Like Making Love. That's new. That's from this year, 2012. I believe that was the, what's one of the jazz festivals that they had? I don't remember which one it was, but the whole thing was recorded, and it's out on the bootleg, but whew, smoking. The boy's back. So, all right. So, like I said, today is Funky Fridays, day two, 30 days of podcasting, podcastjuice.com. What I say? Podcastjuice.net. Branding failure. But anyway, as I was alluding to, we do got some things lined up for this weekend. A couple things. Tomorrow, I'm recording a show with my good friend, Chocolate. She is actually in New York this week, but we're going to do it through the wonders of the internet. We'll record a show, and she's on the road right now doing a show, and her album just came out. I think it's a third one, so we'll talk about that, some good stuff. I will hopefully, if I don't forget, we'll talk about this year. Last time me and Chocolate went to a Prince concert, and I think it's gonna be a good story because it was her first Prince concert. So how did it work? Like, Prince was coming to town and she was like, "Yo, we gotta go. I've never seen, you have to take me because you are like the Prince guy." And I'm like, "Of course, let's go." And then like a couple of days before the show, maybe the day before the show, she calls me and invites me to the Prince after show. And I'm like, "Huh?" And she's like, "Yeah." So she actually performed at the after show. And hopefully I can remember to ask her about her meeting Prince. I was so pissed that I was not in the room for that. But we'll bring that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we're going to record the Prince podcast. Me, Big Ken, and Big Sexy. We're going to talk about the Andy Allo album, Superconductor. So we're going to get into that. That should be fun. And so I'll do those two tomorrow. And then Sunday is another episode of Podcast Juice with Toya. So as you can see, going full throttle, going hard, hitting this mic every day, 30 days. I got to do it, you know. And I was talking to Big Sexy today. He said, "Man, Mike, I listened to day one. It's good stuff." He said, "Man, I'm going to hold you to it. You got to do it every day." So that's why I'm doing this every day. So this We're about 15 minutes, so I'm going to cut it because I don't expect people to listen to all of this stuff every day. It's a lot of content. So I'm going to cut it here. Yo, enjoy your day, your night, whenever you're listening to this. Christmas is coming. It's not the end of the world. It's the beginning of something new. We ain't falling for that okey-doke stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we out of here. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Who said that?
I did.
Okay, hold up. You know what? I just was going through some of my tapes, recordings, and I found this recording that I did. I don't even know how long ago. This might have been last summer or earlier this year. And I used to live in the hood, okay? Like, I was living in this place. It was nuts. All kind of crazy. It was basically World Star, the neighborhood. You know, I basically lived in World Star neighborhood. So check out this recording. This is the kind of stuff I would hear every day. Like, you just had your window open, and it was like you was on Thug Planet. So check this stuff out. It's kind of funny, but this is where I moved away from. Thank God.
Right here.